Hi everyone! Welcome to Get Happy, every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4 with me, Stella. I can't wait to get started with today's show, for a lot of great songs are in store. Here we go! The first song that I'll be playing today is called But Not For Me by Lee Wiley. This song was written by George and Ira Gershwin in 1930 for the musical Girl Crazy, which came out that year. It starred Ginger Rogers and became relatively successful. MGM actually released a movie version in 1933 with Judy Garland, and that became very famous, resulting in tons of covers over the ages.
They're writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I'll find more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Although I can dismiss the memory of your kiss, I guess he's not for. Although I can dismiss the memory of your kiss, I guess he is not for me.
That was But Not For Me by Lee Wiley. The next song is called Listen to My Heart by Martha Tilton. This song was written by Lanny Ross in 1939 and quickly became very famous as it was first featured in the film Tempo of Tomorrow later that year. The movie wasn't exactly a hit, but it didn't do horribly, and neither did the song.
Speak to you of love, I might say too little or too much, but my heart fills with music at your touch. Oh, listen to my heart, it sings a song of love for you alone, my dear. It sings a melody of love so sweet to hear when you are near to me. Listen to my heart, it beats a rhythm of my love both night and day, and tells you far more than my lips could ever say. You are so dear to me. You're the sun that sparkles brightly o'er the ocean. You're wave that rushes madly to the shore. You're the stillness of a sweetly scented evening in spring. Music in the air, you are everywhere. Listen to my heart, it plays a rhapsody when I behold your charm. That turns to symphony when you are in my arms. Listen to my heart, my love. It plays a rhapsody when I behold your charms. That turns to symphony when you are in my arms. Listen to my heart, my love.
That was Listen to My Heart. The next song is the classic called A Cockeyed Optimist by Evelyn Knight. It was written by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein for South Pacific, a 20th Century Fox blockbuster film, which was released in 1958. It was originally put on as a Broadway play in the late 40s, and all the songs received tons of fame.
When the sky is a bright canary yellow, I forget every cloud I've ever seen. So they call me a cockeyed optimist, immature and incurably green. I have heard people rant and rave and bellow that we're done and we might as well be dead. But I'm only a cockeyed optimist, and I can't get it into my head. I hear the human race is falling on its face and hasn't very far to go. But every whippoorwill is selling me a bill and telling me it just ain't so. I could say life is just a bowl of jello and appear more intelligent and smart, but I'm stuck like a dope with a thing called hope, and I can't get it out of my heart. Not this. But I'm stuck like a dope with a thing called hope, and I can't get it out of my heart. Not this heart.
The next song is called With a Song in My Heart by James Melton. It was written by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart in 1929, originally for the Broadway play Spring Is Here. Ever since, it's became a classic with notable recordings by Doris Day, Perry Como, and Donald O'Connor.
The song in my heart, I behold your adorable face, just a song at the start, but it soon is a hymn to your grace. When the music swells, I'm touching your hand, it tells that you're standing. At the sound of your voice, heaven opens its portals to me. Can I help but rejoice that a song such as ours came to be? What I always knew, I could live life through with a song in my heart for you. Though I know that we meet every night and we couldn't have changed since the last time, to my joy and delight, it's a new kind of love at first sight. Though it's you and it's I all the time, every meeting's a marvelous pastime. You're increasingly sweet, so whenever we happen to meet, I greet you with a song in my heart. I behold your adorable face, just a song at the start, but it soon is a hymn to your grace. When the music swells, I'm touching your hand, it tells that you're standing. The sound of your voice, heaven opens its portals to me. Can I help but rejoice that a song such as ours came to be? But I always knew I could live life through with a song in my heart for you.
Wow, that was A Song in My Heart by James Melton from 1930. The next song is another classic called Let's Fall in Love by Ella Fitzgerald. This song was written by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler in 1933 and was first introduced by Eddie Duchin later that year. Since then, it has become very successful with stars such as Frank Sinatra, Tony Middleton, and Kristen Chenoweth.
Why shouldn't we fall in love? Our hearts are made of it. Let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it? Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know of it, still we can try
to make a go of it. We might have been meant for each other to be or not to be, let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Our hearts are made of it. Let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it? Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know of it, still we can try to make a go of it. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love.
Wow, what a great song. That was Let's Fall in Love. Now, the next song could be one of my favorite tunes ever. It's called Embraceable You by Judy Garland. It was written by George and Ivor Gershwin in 1928, originally for an operetta entitled East is West. The operetta was never published or well known, but the song went very far, with over 55 covers over the ages.
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, you irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart grew tipsy in me. You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me. I love all the many charms about you. Above all, I want my arms about you. Don't be a naughty baby. Come to Papa, do. My sweet embraceable you. About you. of all, I want my arms about you. Don't be a naughty baby. Come to Papa, come to Papa, do. My sweet embraceable you.
Wow, that was Embraceable You from 1940. The next song is a little more cheerful, called Blame It on the Bossa Nova by Edie Gourmet. It was written by Barry Mann in the late 1950s and became a big hit right away, reaching number 6 on the Billboard charts. It became famous internationally too, selling tons of copies in Italy, Australia, England, and many more. It is still well known even today.
I was at a dance when he caught my eye, standing all alone, looking sad and shy. We began to dance, swaying to and fro, and soon I knew I'd never let him go. Blame it on the bossa nova when it's magic spell. Now I'm glad to say I'm his bride to be, and we're gonna raise a family. And when our kids ask how it came about, I'm gonna say to them without a doubt, blame it on the bossa nova.
Blame It on the Bossa Nova. The next song is called Dancing with Tears in My Eyes by Nat Shilkret. Unfortunately, our time is just about up for today. So I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I can't wait to see you next time. Have a great week. Bye. Thank you.
because the girl in my arms is in view, dancing with somebody new, while it's you that my heart's calling to. My eyes.